Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening and welcome to Monday, the 19th of January, 2009. Tomorrow morning is a very special occasion. It's the inauguration of Barack Obama. It's going to be really amazing. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, though, when I was young, but I've never seen any kind of presidential election with so much pomp, and I don't know, everybody's so jubilant. It's like everybody feels hope, which is so amazing because we have a nine of diamonds. He's the same card as Bush, different birthday, though. He doesn't have that jack of clubs ruling card that Bush does, which is, you know, could be dishonest or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people are really concerned about Barack Obama. There's hardly anybody who either doesn't love him or doesn't hate him. It's like everybody's kind of polarized on two sides. I'm among those people personally that's really excited and really happy that Barack is going to be president. And it's funny, it's like today, there were pictures today, he was helping out at an orphanage or a kid's home, whatever, because it's Martin Luther King, and he was doing what we call in my ashram days, Guru Seva, service. He was doing service work. He had his sleeves rolled up. This is like a good thing for our country, to have a role model of somebody who not just preaches, but practices what they preach and stands for a higher set of ideals, higher set of beliefs, higher set of spiritual principles. Oh, my goodness. I can't remember the last president we had that was like that. Maybe Ronald Reagan. Who knows? Anyway, it's going to be an exciting day tomorrow. Today is a pretty cool day, too. It's an Eight of Diamonds day with a Ten of Spades ruling card. People born today are very, very powerful and hardworking. I mean, willing to really go all out to achieve their dreams or their goals in life. I mean, because an Eight of Diamonds is already a powerful card, and you have a Ten of Spades, which is a super worker, and you combine these together, you've got somebody who can really accomplish a great deal in their life. And we have people born today, like General Robert E. Lee was born today, Janis Joplin was born today, Robert Palmer, a musician who did that song Simply Irresistible. We have Dolly Parton. Did I mention Dolly Parton? Edgar Allan Poe. We have, let's see, a bunch of other people, actually. We have the Impressionist Frank Caliendo. I was just telling Seth about Frank Caliendo. If you haven't seen his show, I don't even know if it's still on the air, but he impersonates everybody, and it's just amazing and hilarious. He's really, really great. Let's see, actress Jodie Sweetin, actor Logan Lerman. These are young people. We have actor Desi Arnaz Jr. We have reggae musician Mickey Virtue of UB40. Actor William Ragsdale. Tennis player Stefan Edberg. Singer Trey Lorenz. There's lots of people born today. Happy birthday to all of you who are still alive. May this be a great year for you with a lot more money. Eight of Diamonds love to spend money. They are the power spinners of the deck of cards. Okay, well, one thing I need to announce tonight is we're going to have a shortened show tonight. We're going to have a show that's a little shorter than usual. The only reason it being is that there's a lot of things I have to get done. They're extremely important. We're basically relaunching the Love Card Dating website tomorrow or the next day. We're putting a whole new face on the site, and we're going to be having a lot of new visitors come to the site. Plus, I'm leaving on Wednesday to take a short holiday, so tomorrow is the big day when everything has to get done tonight. So we're going to have a shorter show than usual. If you're planning to call tonight, you want to make sure that you get in as close to 7:30 as possible. I might even have a shortened talk, so we might actually start the calls even earlier, maybe at 7:20 or something, or 7:25. So be ready to call in if you want to. We're going to have a lively show, but it's not going to be the normal 1.5 hours of readings that I do on the show tonight. It's going to be a shortened version. Now, you may not know this, but you can call in and wait in line if you want. You know, everybody, if you don't mind waiting, you can hang on the line and they'll keep you in the queue. You'll be the first up. You can call anytime. You can call right now if you want to. But it's going to be at least 20 to 25 minutes before I take your call. Okay? All right, let's see. Any other announcements? Yes, we're having a class here at my house. Those of you who haven't heard, we're holding a class on the 21st of February. That's a Saturday next month, just about a month from now. And the topic of the class is going to be how to do great readings for yourself and others. I'm going to be showing you and teaching you and having you practice doing great readings for yourself and other people and go over all the principles and how you can really give a better reading than you've ever given before, even if you're doing readings. And even if you just want to learn how to read better for yourself, you can come to this class. But it's going to be helpful for all the readings you do, for readings of your own and readings for other people. There's details on my website, which is 7thunders.com, the number 7, the word thunders.com. Just click on the seminars link at the top, and there's a full page describing. You can register. It's $100. For the day, and we already have, I think, 10 or 11 people. So we only have room for about 3 or 4 more people to come. If you're interested in coming, you want to register as soon as possible. Okay? All right, our topic tonight is about the cards. We're going to talk about the cards a little bit. If you have your books, those of you who have my book, Love Cards, or Cards of Your Destiny, I would say if you have both books, pull out the Love Cards book and turn to page 342 and 343. There's a couple spreads there on the page. If you only have the Cards of Your Destiny book, look at page 48. There's not a picture of both spreads on there, but there's one of the spreads. And at least you'll be able to follow along with what we're talking about. In the deck of cards, it's very interesting. There are two main spreads. They're called the spiritual spread and the life spread. That's what I call them. They've been called other things. The spiritual spread has also been called the perfect spread. It's often called the past life spread. And in the spiritual spread, if you look on page, 342 in the Love Cards book, all the cards are arranged in what we call perfect order. They start with the Ace of Hearts. Of course, they're sort of laid out backwards from how we normally read. We read from left to right. They're laid out from right to left. So if you go to the right-hand corner in the top, you'll see the Ace of Hearts. And the cards go in perfect order back towards you. So you have the Ace through the Seven in the first row, and then the second row has the Eight of Hearts, and it goes all the way through the Ace of Clubs, because after Hearts comes Clubs. Then the Two of Clubs to the Eight of Clubs, and these are the rows. Each row has 7 cards, and there are 7. There are 8 rows. There's 7 rows, and then there's 3 cards left over at the very top. This is called the spiritual spread. This is the cards in perfect order, arranged according to the suits which correspond to the seasons of the year. So everything's nice and fine, and they're in the perfect order. Now you look at the life spread, and they appear to be all jumbled up. The cards appear to have been dropped on the ground and picked up again and laid out, and seems at first glance to be very haphazard. It seems at first glance to be to have no rhyme or reason to it. If you look at the life spread on page 343, which is also depicted, by the way, on page 48 of the Cards of Your Destiny book, I think there's actually a picture of these on my website, too. I just don't know exactly where it is at this moment to tell you where to go, but I'm sure there is somewhere an illustration of these spreads because I've written about them so many times. But if you look at these two spreads together, especially, you'll notice that there are some interesting things. First of all, there are three cards that are located in the same exact position in each of the two spreads. They have not moved. There's three cards that are in the same spot in both the spiritual spread and the life spread. And that the fact that they are in the same spot is extremely significant. Okay? It sets these three cards apart from the whole rest of the deck. Those three cards, if you haven't found them out or if you don't know by now, are the King of Spades, the Jack of Hearts, and the Eight of Clubs. And we call these three cards the fixed cards. King of Spades, Jack of Hearts, Eight of Clubs. Look them up right now. Look on your on these pages and see that they're in the same position. People that are born as one of these three cards are very strong-willed and very fixed in their natures. Okay? They're strong. They get the job done. They do what they say they're going to do for the most part. And they will not budge. You can't budge these people. If you're in a relationship with one of these people, don't ever expect them to change. They can't even change if they wanted to. If you think they're going to change or hope they're going to change, you're really wasting your time, okay, and their time. Now, there's four other cards that are connected, and what they've done from one spread to the other is they've switched places. There's two pairs. I call them the cosmic soul twins, and these two cards are just in each other's place from one spread to the next. And most of you know what these are, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. And that's the Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts. Just look for a moment. Look how the Two of Hearts and Ace of Clubs have basically switched spots from the spiritual spread to the life spread. Okay? The other two that have switched places are the Seven of Diamonds, which is located in the second row down, and the Nine of Hearts, which is down in the Saturn row and the Saturn column. Saturn being the fifth row and the fifth column. So Seven of Diamonds and Nine of Hearts have switched places, just like the Ace of Clubs and Two of Hearts. So what we have here is we have four cards that have switched places with each other, and we have three cards that haven't moved. Everything else in the deck has moved. Now, how the cards got from the spiritual spread to the life spread is not random at all. It was done by a process that we call quadration. And you can actually learn how to do a quadration of the deck, by the way, if you want to. Those of you who are interested, you can learn how to do all this and learn all these things I'm talking about in more detail in my advanced book, which is called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders. In that book, I take you from the ground up, so that you could actually take a deck of cards in your hand and you could recreate this entire system from the ground up with just a deck of cards once you understand how to do a quadration of the deck. And you can actually do it. The book has instructions on how to perform one so you can see it in real action. It's real exciting to do that, by the way. I highly recommend it. Once you quadrated the deck yourself, you get a real sense of the mathematical sureness of the system. It just really is amazing. Okay? Now, so what we have now is we have three fixed cards and we have four cards that we call semi-fixed. And three and four equals seven. And these seven cards are in a special family. They are really in a family unto themselves. They're set apart from the rest of the deck. okay, these seven cards. And they're all connected to each other somehow. We don't know how. Like, all the rest of the cards in the deck have what we call karma cards. And these karma cards, there's two of them for every other card in the deck, one that you owe and one that owes you. But these seven cards do not have karma cards that owe them or that they owe. But we notice that, we observe, that you'll always find people of these seven cards together. They end up in relationships frequently as either married partners or parents and children or grandparents and children or friends. And we're talking again about the King of Spades, Jack of Hearts, Eight of Clubs, Ace of Clubs, Two of Hearts, Seven of Diamonds, and Nine of Hearts. These seven cards, you'll find that they always seem to end up together in families or in some kind of relationships. My sister is a Jack of Hearts. Her first husband was an Ace of Clubs. She also married two different men who were Seven of Diamonds. This is just an example of how that works. It happens a lot. Let's just put it that way. So you have a group of seven, which is a spiritual number. There are two spiritual numbers in the deck. The first one is the seven, and the second spiritual number is the nine. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. If you take then the seven cards from the deck, that leaves 45 cards. Now, we're not counting the Joker in all this. We do not count the Joker. He's in a world all to himself. So 7 from 52 equals 45, and that's what the rest of the deck equals. And 4 plus 5 equals 9. So we have the two spiritual numbers represented here in these two spiritual families, the 7 family and the 9 family. And what's very interesting is that both groups are related to each other. Like I've mentioned how these 7 semi-fixed cards are related to each other. Fixed and semi-fixed are related. But what you may not know is that all the other 45 cards are connected by a karmic circle. If you take them all, like it, let's just say you're one of these cards. Let's say that you're a Queen of Clubs, for example. Your first karma card is the Three of Hearts. And if you found a Three of Hearts person and put them on your right or on your left, let's say you're right because you have to give to your karma card, okay? And then you find their first karma card, and their first karma card happens to be the Ace of Hearts. So then you find an Ace of Hearts person and put that person on their right. And you keep going around the circle. You'll eventually come to a Queen of Spades person. I'm sorry, Queen of Spades? No, you'll come eventually to a Ten of Diamonds person. The last person that you come to in this karmic circle will be a Ten of Diamonds who owes the Queen of Clubs, and the circle will be closed. It'll be a closed circle of 45 cards, all of whom are karmically connected. So we have a beautiful system here of seven cards, a family of seven, and a family of essentially nine. Seven and nine. Well, it's actually 7 and 45, but the 4 and 5 equals a nine. And each family is connected. We don't understand exactly how the family of seven is connected. There's lots of debate about it. There's lots of theories about it as well. And I mean, they say that the three fixed cards are the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I know there's some truth in that, in some of these theories, but I don't really have enough knowledge myself to talk about them intelligently. But that's how it goes. Now, the other thing is, look at the life spread for a second and look at where your card sits. And you might be sitting in the top, like an Eight of Diamonds is up at the top, and in the first row we have the Three of Hearts, Queen of Clubs, Five of Clubs, all these cards. This is like a neighborhood, you might say, of this life spread. So cards in the very top tend to end up with people who are in their neighborhood. We all do. Now, I'm not saying that you'll never have a relationship with somebody who's not in your neighborhood. That's not true. But you'll see that a lot of people that you know or that are connected together will be from the same basic neighborhoods. in the cards. They'll be close together in this life spread. The life spread is extremely important because this is where the karma of our life is all worked out. This is where the ups and downs, the good and bad, the challenges, the success and failures of our life are all represented here in these life spreads that are, you know, they seem to be haphazard. Once you know how to read it correctly, this life spread that you're looking at here, you can read anybody's life from it, and anybody's lifetime relationships you can read from this one spread. Okay? That's how important it is. And I use it a lot. I teach this in my advanced classes, and many of you have actually been to my classes and have already learned some of this information. So it's very interesting to see what your, who's in your neighborhood and what family you're in and your karma cards and then your karma cousins, which are the cards in the circle that are one space over. Now remember that the fixed and semi-fixed cards don't have karma cards and they don't have karma cousins because they behave differently. The only karma cards they have, if you want to call it that, is each other. And we don't know exactly how they're connected. We don't know the dynamic of their connection together. And, you know, another neighborhood would be the same suit. You know, people of the same suit. People of the same suit have things in common. I mean, just on a fairly basic level, people whose birth cards and ruling cards are the same suit are going to have similarities. You know, whenever I meet parts, I know they're all about comfort. They're about comfort, relationships, sex. But I think comfort is big on their list. I think it's kind of funny because as a diamond, it's just so foreign to me to think that anybody would value that so much. But I can't deny I have lots of great friends who are diamonds. Their hearts, and I can't deny that it's real. This is what's real for them. This is what's important to them. And then we have clubs, and they're just all about talking. My wife's the king of clubs, and she watches Oprah. She records them and watches them sometimes in the evening. And I see Oprah, who's a jack of clubs, and I see that there's just all this conversation, all this talking, all this communication about so many things, and I can see that there's this whole club society that they just want to exchange some information. They're just all about information. And then there's the diamonds, and what we all have in common is we're all about exchanging something of value. We're about seeking value, seeking worth, collecting value, exchanging value, seeking our own value, and how much do things cost, and can we buy it or sell it? Can we make a profit? Can we get a good deal? That's diamonds for you. Now, many of us have more than one suit, like if your ruling card could be a different suit than your birth card. So you might be a club and a diamond, or a heart and a spade, or a spade and a diamond. There's all different combinations that exist in the deck. Okay, so you're a combination of the two. Now, spades, they're all about their work. Oh, my God, they can't stop working. They're like compulsive workers. It's like they just can't stop. They're all about doing stuff. They're not really interested in money that much. They're just interested in the job, the doing of stuff. It's like, it's alien. I'm a double diamond, and I feel like the other suits are somewhat alien to me. I seem to get along really well with clubs. I don't know why. Maybe because I have two clubs in my life spread, three of clubs and the seven of clubs. Well, I actually have three of them. I have the jack of clubs also. So maybe because I have these three club cards in my life spread, I tend to get along. But I find hearts to be very strange, and I find spades to be a little odd, too, how much they just want to work, work, work. I mean, don't they ever take a break? That's kind of how I look at it. So you have to admit that we have differences, and our neighborhoods describe what we're comfortable with and what part of the neighborhoods we're from. And the neighborhoods include these special families I talked about, where we have these karmic connections. It includes the locations in the life spread. That also includes the location in the spiritual spread, by the way. And finally, the connection, the suits of our cards, and even the numbers of our cards, because people of the same number will have very similar qualities. Like the fours are all very security-oriented. Aces are all very impatient and ambitious. Nines are all very giving and codependent. Sixes are really all competitive and very psychic. You might say that we have all kinds of different little neighborhoods and connections in different ways of different cards in the deck. So I hope this has been entertaining for some of you who might be relatively new to the cards. This might have given you some new information or insight into the system. I invite you to get exploring the little book of the Seven Thunders. It's only available on my website, seventhunders.com, because it will explain all these intricacies if you're interested, if you have that interest that you want to pursue it to a deeper extent. Okay? So we're going to take a short break right now. This is our break time. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We have two people waiting already. Line 2 and 3 are already taken. I suppose that means line 4 is still available. This show is going to go until 8 o'clock, and then we're going to end early tonight so I can complete some of the things I have to complete before I go away. So we'll be right back. We're going to listen to a song from my CD called Shiva, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Be right back. We'll be right back.
on what's going on with me. And specifically, my question is about my career.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, Veronica, I want to just, like, just share with you that what I would do in your situation, okay?
Okay.
First of all, you were not born on August the 8th, okay? You were definitely born... Okay, no, I just want to get this clear with you. There's what we call observed time. You know what observed time means? It means we all agree that it's a certain time. Like, there's a time zone, right? It runs right through L.A. in our area. The one on the East Coast, I think it runs approximately through, like, Virginia or somewhere, okay? But, like, if you're in Virginia, there's people in your same time zone that are in Maine, and there's other people in your same time zone that are in Chattanooga, and you're, like, an hour different in real time from them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're so far east and west of you that there's a two-hour difference between one end of the time zone and the other. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what the real time is. That's not what they're observing. It's not what we're all saying is. See, we just all agreed that we're going to say that it's a certain time so that we can have these time zones. But really, if we had a system that was really true, the system would be the real time at every place where it was, which would be what we call sundial time. Like, where is the sun at right now? See?
Uh-huh.
So in terms of real time, you were born on the 7th. And you just need to accept that and commit to it, and then everything will clear up. You won't be confused anymore. The reason you're, like, confused is because you're like, having that to be a reason to not be decided. See? You're kind of hanging out there with that. Instead of just moving forward and saying, okay, what's happening in my life? There's my spread. What's going on? Follow me?
Yes.
Okay, so that's just my suggestion. You can do whatever you want. You can stay confused forever. Because then you can walk away from this show tonight and you can say, well, Robert told me this, but I don't even know what card I am. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that can be your eternal story. Oh, I have no idea what card I am. And I'm confused. So it's up
well,
to you
I've been going
to
back-
jump off of that.
Well, I've been going back and forth. I'll do the readings on the Five of Diamonds. I go, well, you know, there's a lot of attributes that I share with Five of Diamonds, and then I'll go...
You need to, like, lay off the Five of Diamonds. I'm just telling you, okay? You're talking to the guy who wrote the books, okay? Let go of the Five of Diamonds. Let it go. Let it go. Give it up. And move on and be the card that you are. I mean, you had this epiphany at the class. You found out what your real card was. Go with that. It'll lead you somewhere. But you can't keep going back and forth like this. You're not going to get anywhere. And it's almost like if I tell you something now, what good is it if you haven't really decided to commit to one card or the other? See? You got to get connected here with something so that you can move forward now in your life.
Well, that's why I'm calling partially, is to hear that again.
Sure.
You know, it's like... confusing to that, and to really stand by and understand that. So what you're telling me is that, say, okay, Veronica, you were born on the 7th.
Yes, you weren't born on the 8th. It just said 8 o'clock on the clock where you were at, but that doesn't mean it was really 8 o'clock or whatever it was, or 11:45 or 11:50 or whatever it was. That's just what everybody said it was, because we all agreed that we're going to call this time, this certain time, and we're going to agree that everybody within this time zone, so we can just basically keep track of things. But that's not the real time. You got to understand, it's not the real time. That's not what time it really is. The real time is where the sun is at. Do you understand? Everything depends on the sun's position. Now, the sun's not up at midnight, right? But it's somewhere on the other side of the world, right?
Exactly.
It's not gone. It's
right.
It's not showing on our side of the globe. We're still using sundial time no matter what time of day it is. It's just a sundial somewhere else. Okay, so it's up to you. If I read for you, I'm reading the Six of Diamonds. I'm not even going to hear a damn thing about the Seven of Diamonds or Five of Diamonds, okay? I'm personally not going to listen to anything about that card. It does not apply. So are you ready to be a six of diamonds or not?
Yeah, I just got confused because one of your people told me that I was a five of diamonds, and I went with their reading. And I've had two people, and then I took your class, and
I totally... The person that did that made a mistake.
Yeah, they did. And
they didn't know astrology. They didn't check your time of birth.
Well, they did. Both of them did. Because I gave them all that information.
Well, no, just because you gave it to them doesn't mean they used it. Not everybody
That's
in the
right.
fellowship is an astrologer. They're not all astrologers. Okay? And I talked to this person afterwards, and they didn't look it up. Because they didn't really know how to. And they didn't think of it. They just didn't think about it. They didn't. They're kind of new at doing readings, you understand? So they didn't really think of it. No big deal. Now you know. You have an exciting journey here to go on now.
Well, yeah, I have to reread everything, and well, I have been actually. I've been reading what's up for the Six of Diamonds, and I know six means the car. It's a karma card and like that, but I don't. It just hasn't been sneaking in since.
Well, it's. You are close to a five of diamonds, so you may have some five of diamonds qualities or characteristics, but you really have to pick one and go with it for your reading, because you have to. You can't be both cards.
I know. I get that.
Okay. So my suggestion is be the card that you are that corresponds to your real time of birth. And we calculated it. I forget what I told you exactly what the time was, but it was the day. It was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day before, I forget. Day before. It was the day before, right?
Day before.
You were born after midnight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You were born during daylight savings time, weren't you?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Daylight savings time occurs in the summertime, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what they do in daylight savings time? They add an hour to the clock every day. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So that makes you an hour earlier than what you think you are right there. Do you understand? Daylight savings time is completely made up. Did you know that? They've just made that up.
Yes.
It's complete bullshit. It's just something we made up to kind of like, I don't know what the reason it was. Something we made up during the World War II or something or sometime. To somehow make everybody think they have more hours in a day or something to work. I don't know what the original purpose of it was. But you were born during daylight savings time. It means it's an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat. So your actual time of birth is closer to 11, not 12. And you're not even close to being a five of diamonds. Sorry to disappoint you. Okay. So moving right along with your career. What's going on with your career?
That's what I need to know. I feel like I'm still in. I haven't fully blossomed.
Well, this sounds a lot like a six of diamonds. What you're talking, because six of diamonds seem like they have to wait for everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have to wait for stuff to show up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you being a six of diamonds, your real purpose in life, you have to connect with what you're really here for. And usually for Six of Diamonds people, it's called the redistribution of wealth. It's like Robin Hood, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. But not in exactly that form. You don't have to go be a thief. You know, there's lots of ways, forms that can take. I've known many Six of Diamonds women who married really rich men. And they took the rich man's money, and they were in love with him. It wasn't like they were just marrying him for the money, but they took the rich man's money and did good things with it. Okay? Do you have a tarot deck, or do you know anybody who has a tarot deck?
Yes, actually one of my ex-partners, yes.
Like the Rider-Waite deck? The traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you need to go get a Rider-Waite tarot deck and look at the Six of Pentacles card. And you'll see your purpose right there on that card. There's a lot of really weird tarot decks out there. I say weird because, you know, everybody who smokes pot wants to make up their own tarot deck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the original Rider-Waite deck has a lot of important symbology on it, and I suggest that you go look at the Six of Pentacles. That's, pentacles are diamonds.
All right.
And see what the picture is, and see what the person, what it depicts. And that will tell you all about what your real purpose is. But the form it would take is up to you. There's a lot of ways it can play out. Okay? So the way it works is I had to wait almost 20 years to find my perfect career. I'm not saying you'll have to, but I didn't give up. I kept asking God to show it to me, you know, tell me what he wanted me to do. But I was always open, you know. I was always looking, and I knew that I wasn't just not doing anything. But I knew that what I was doing wasn't really it, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it showed up, I knew what it was. I knew that was it. Do you know what I'm saying? When I discovered this card system, I knew this was my life's work. It's a knowing that just comes over you. Right?
Right.
It's a recognition. And that's what you're looking for, Veronica. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking for. So when you have that experience, your looking will be over. Simple as that. Okie doke.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you go because I have limited time, and I only have a little bit of time. But you can call next week. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, Veronica. Good talking to you. Okay, our next caller is Vicki. So actually, they don't have exactly the same birthday because Veronica is actually August the 7th. And Vicki is truly August the 8th, as far as we know. She's born in 1952. She's from Los Angeles. Are you there, Vicki?
Hi, Robert. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I've had readings with you before, and I just wanted to get an overview of this year.
Well, this year that you're referring to, you're right in the middle of it right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, this birthday year. Uh-huh.
You already had your birthday last year. You're
right
in the middle of the year right now.
Uh-huh.
So you know how to read the cards, don't you?
No, I haven't studied it. I bought
the
book.
Oh, you never learned. Okay.
No.
Well, why don't you tell me what's going on so I can kind of assist you?
Well, it's kind of difficult. I mean, I've had like 6 months of everything like frozen in a black hole. And with the last month of December, possibilities of some interesting projects, but nothing is broken. And, you know, it's the men thing, I'm just, it's been a lot of them, but not anything that's been right. And so I'm just, and financially.
How many is a lot?
A lot, Robert. So,
have you broken any records?
I don't know. But so I wanted to just get an idea, I guess, for the rest of the year.
Okay, well, first of all, are you in, like, some business that was really affected by the economic situation we've had lately? I mean,
Some of them, yeah.
Is that part of your situation? Is that your work was going great, and now it's all of a sudden not happening or something like that?
Well, yeah, there was one side business that got completely is in zero, and, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, you know, this is what a lot of people are facing right now. I mean, and there's really only one answer, and that is that we all have to be flexible. You know what I mean? We have to be resourceful. We have to be willing to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, I mean, right now, a lot of people have lost a lot of money in the stock market, right?
Right.
Where do you think all that money went?
The money didn't exist in the first place.
Well, no, it did. I mean, if somebody had like $1 million in their account, and now they only have $100,000. Where did that money go?
I don't know.
It went into somebody else's pocket. So what the point I'm trying to make here is that even in these really tough times, somebody's making a lot of money, okay? There's always people making money, even whenever somebody, when a lot of people are not making money. There's always opportunities. There's always some way to take advantage of what's happening in a positive way and to get something good out of the situation. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Now, what happens is, as we get older, though, we just feel like we don't want to. Like, we just, we don't want to try anymore. We don't want to be, we don't want to, just don't want to, I guess, get tired
or
whatever.
No, I try. No, I'm a go-getter. I've got a million flames in the fire.
Okay, so you're doing the right thing. And, you know, God is taking care of you. Whatever happens to you is perfect, Vicki. It's perfect for you. Do you understand? Like, it's really, like, in this whole drama of all that's happened with the economy, everything that happened to each person was individual for each person. The choices that they made, what ended up happening, did they lose money, did they make money? There is no overall bad or good for anybody. Whatever you're going through is perfect for you. So what are you going through? Is it a transition?
Well, you know, I'm hoping to close some big projects in Europe, but there's just really stressful financial situation, and
What is the worst that can happen to you? I'm just curious. Like, what would be the worst possible scenario for you from where you are today? Like, what's the worst that
could
happen?
Not having money, not be able to pay the rent, blah, blah, blah.
And then what happened?
I don't know.
Haven't you thought about it?
What?
Haven't you thought about it at all? I mean, what would you do?
No, because I think about solutions.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, you're sitting here worried about the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, well, what have you thought about? You must have thought about something.
No, I thought about all these different options.
What is it you're afraid is going to happen? The reason I'm just saying this is, you know, I just want you to get a sense for, like, that this, that the only problem that exists right now is in your mind. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, your spread this year shows that you're really trying to make money.
Uh-huh.
It shows you putting a lot of effort into it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I see that here. It shows you having success by your next birthday.
Uh-huh.
It shows you worrying about money this whole year.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, you have some control over the worry part, whether you think so or not. If you don't think you have any control over the worry, then you are pretty much, there's nothing you can do about it. If your mind's going to just play havoc with you, with your imagination is going to, like, take you off on roller coaster rides of horror and worse things happen, nobody can help you with that. That's your job to do, to take care of that part. But I can tell that you're going to go through some financially rough times between now and your next birthday, but it's all going to work out for the best. It's all going to work out for the best. That's what I see.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you called to find out?
Uh-huh. What about in the love department?
Well, there's no indication of anybody significant coming into your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this doesn't mean you can't have somebody, but you're one of the most unmarriageable birthdays in the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you're really looking for, Vicki?
Oh, I'm looking for, you know, somebody that I can build a life with for the rest of my life and be married, even though you say I'm not marriageable. No, I want to see if I can overcome that.
Well,
but right now I'm so overwhelmed with, you know, trying to reinvent myself and get money that.
Yeah. So isn't that really enough to keep you busy right now for the moment?
Yeah, it's kind of
overwhelming. Okay. So let's not even ask about romance right now. Okay. You got bigger fish to fry at the moment, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So no romance for the rest of the year?
No, I'm not going to say anything about romance because it's not really your big focus right now. Your focus right now is reinventing yourself.
Right.
Is getting your finance. You can't even have a relationship with all this until you get settled down with your career thing.
Right.
Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything will fall in its place. You've had romance this year. There's no reason why you can't have more of it. I'm just not seeing a significant relationship coming in.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So don't worry so much. Try to be more, I don't know, try not to let your mind take you on a roller coaster ride of horror.
Okay.
Okay, because we get really old really fast with that kind of thinking, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It drains us. It drains us of our life force. And you can see people that have got old way before their time because they just worry. You can see the worry on their face, even, you know. You can see the lines that developed from all the worry. Don't let that happen to you. It's a shame.
Okay.
You shouldn't do that. You're a Leo. You should be beautiful and proud and happy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great evening, Vicky.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're only going to have time for the last two callers, which are already on the line, so no need to call if you're thinking of calling now, because the lines are full. And next is Marilyn, I think I have it right, from Illinois. Her birthday is April 7th, 1956. Are you there, Marilyn?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Robert.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad to be able to ask this question. I'm uneducated about your card system, but I find
okay.
it interesting what I have listened to. So I was hoping that you could give me an idea what significant cards the spread is for this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this system, the year begins on your birthday, so you're almost done with your current year. Okay.
Right, that's true.
And then on your birthday, we have a whole new set of cards coming in. So what areas
okay.
of your life are up for grabs right now?
Well, I would be, this is abstract, but it's a coherence with my heart and my mind and my career. I guess career is the word.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you have a career right now? Do you have
yes.
a career?
Yes,
what do you do?
I do.
What do you do?
It's in engineering.
So you're an engineer?
Yes.
Okay.
Engineering technician.
And how long have you been doing that?
18 years.
And is it your life? Do you really love doing it?
No. It's a security for me.
Okay.
Basically.
So you're working a job, and this is
not... It's drudgery for me.
This is not uncommon that you're working a job it's for security, but you don't enjoy it. This is very common today, you know,
yes, it is.
In our society. Well, your cards say that this was the year for you to let go of that. As a matter of fact, this is the most important year of your life, and it's almost over. You only have a few more months to get this right. Are you listening?
Oh, my. Yes, I am.
I want you to listen very carefully what I'm saying to you, okay? You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You only have a couple more months to get out of this job you're in and have a real life. It's never going to be easier than it is now. Okay?
Okay.
It's never going to be easier than it is now. You need to do it while it's easy. This is... Something, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I can tell you that something is opening up for you, and you've already seen signs of it, but you have to have the courage to go for it. Otherwise, you've already actually died. You just think you're alive. You understand?
Well, yes, I do. However, the openings have been more along spiritual understanding. They're not parlayed into concrete... three-dimensional worldly money making.
Well, do you want me to sit here and say that you're going to be doomed to work this job that you don't like for the rest
of
your life?
No, of course not.
Well, that's what you're telling me. That's what you're trying to convince me
of. Well, Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to do a lot of soul searching for practical application
you
here.
You first have to realize that you're afraid, that your fear has dictated your choices your whole life. This is the most important thing I can tell you, is you have to realize that you have allowed your fear to make all your choices. Now, if that problem is not solved, if you can't address that part of yourself, it doesn't matter what you try to do. It's not going to work. Nothing will work. You have to address the core issue, which is the fact that you let your fear make your choices in life. Does that make any sense?
Yes. So the next couple of months are that critical?
Yeah, because this is called the blessed year of life. It's called the critical year, actually. We call it the critical year. It's a year where people decide to live or die. And what I mean by live or die, and some people actually do die at this age, by the way. A lot of people just check out. They get ill. They get an illness, and they don't, you know, they just die.
I know, I've seen it.
But, yeah.
That's not me.
You probably had friends or something that, you know, happened to. So it's like, well, what is your life really about? I mean, what is it? What's important enough in your life to live for? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And are you really living right now? Would you call the life you have really being alive right now? See?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you were really alive? You know, when your life was exciting, when there was a little mystery, like you didn't know where the next paycheck was coming from. But it was fun and exciting.
Well,
see?
Yeah, it's been a while. But I have to say, I do have that sense of mystery and discovery in my spiritual life. It's just not in the paycheck. So
I think it's fine, but the cards are indicating to me that this is time for the life part of it to kick in as well.
Okay.
The spiritual thing is great. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're accessing that. I mean, it's your heritage. It's your Ace of Spades have a deep spiritual gift. Most of them never recognize it or explore it, but you obviously have, and it's fantastic. But I'm seeing you have to look at your life on a more practical basis and make a big shift for the better.
May I ask one more quick question?
Great.
Timing-wise, if I initiate a change in the next couple of months, and say it doesn't actually come to a completion, in other words, you know, I don't quit my day job and wait for daylight, but if I begin initiate something, is it still considered within the boundaries of the blessed year?
Well, if you come out of this, it's better, of course, if you take action. You know.
But action could be school.
Like what would happen if you just walked out of your job tomorrow? What would happen to you?
I would go severely in debt pretty quick.
Really? Aren't you already severely in debt?
Well, that's why I keep working. I made some real estate investments that didn't work out so well. That are set me back, and I have those obligations.
Okay, well, you know, this may not be a possibility for you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but I sure appreciate your input.
Maybe your only recourse is just to stay there and just have as much spiritual connection as you can.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to be able. I can't hear any possibility in your voice about you making a change about this.
Well, it's a timeline that's quite quick. You know, I'm open-minded. I wish, you know, if I had really known about this blessed year even 6 months ago, perhaps. But 2 months is pretty darn quick.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you've only got like 3 months. But still, you know, there's still some time here.
Is next year
two and a half months.
Any good? Is there anything good for next year?
Well, of course there is. There's good things every year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it all depends on what you do this year as to what happens next year. For example, next year you have the millionaire spread, for example. And you can make a tremendous amount of money, but it's not going to happen if you keep working this job.
The millionaire spread is what it's called?
Yeah, and that comes only once in a lifetime, usually. Okay? You have the millionaire spread this coming year.
Wow, but they do play the lottery.
But you'll never... You will not experience that at all if you're still working this job. There's no room for it to come in. You can look at my book, and you'll see it. Age 53, you have the Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. That's the millionaire's card.
And that starting in April and for that next whole year there. Wow.
Yeah, but the actual Jupiter period happens for you in September. That's when it kicks in of this year, okay?
Yes.
But just imagine, if you had something in place by this September, you could make a fortune, more than you've ever made in your whole life. But it's requiring a lot of you. You'd have to really change. You'd have to really wake up and decide that you really want to live.
I'd have to have so much faith it would. And, that's amazing.
Something to think about.
It is. I thank you very much, and I appreciate your music, by the way.
What's that?
I appreciate your music, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. And I appreciate you saying that.
I think it was last week. Do you actually sing?
Yeah, I'm singing
yourself?
On the CDs, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was your voice. It's very nice.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate it. Oh. We're going to play the whole CD tonight, by the way, in just a few minutes, so stay tuned
That's
if you
great.
Want to listen to it.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Mary Lynn, and good luck with everything. And call back in a couple of weeks. Let me know how things are going, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, our last caller is Born, and she's the card of faith. Mary Lynn was just talking about faith. Our next caller is Seven of Spades, Born January 7th, 1965. She's from San Francisco. Her name is Juliet. Are you there,
Hi,
Juliet?
Bob. Well, my trial date was moved, and I'm just wondering.
Oh, we're back to this again?
Julia, I don't
think I really want to talk about this with you. It's been a long conversation. Have you settled all this stuff yet?
No, I haven't settled, and I'm just wondering if my cards for next year is better for legal stuff as opposed to this year, so I can delay the trial until next year.
Well, I think I already answered that question for you. You have really good cards for legal matters this year. Okay?
Okay. I have a quick question. My old lady friend, she passed away on January 14th, and her birthday is on October 26th, 1928. And what I noticed is that when people pass away, there's normally some sort of death card, and in her case, I didn't see any. So is
well,
this
see,
my step?
No, there's not normally a death card like you think. And I've written about this before in my newsletters. See, death, the cards show us what the event was to us personally. There's no card that always means death for anybody. Do you understand? Like, let's say that some people, their death would be like an escape from misery, okay?
Okay.
And you wouldn't find a death card, you'd find an escape card. You follow?
Okay.
It's what the death was to her. It could be a success, it could be a journey, a trip, it could be a loss of her financial stuff. It depends on what her death meant to her. Do you understand? That's what you'll find in the cards.
Okay, because I haven't gotten with this.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
Oh, because my friend, she said, gee, normally when someone passes, I find a death card, and for her, I didn't find one, so I was just curious.
Well, there's many, many, many cards. Let's just say I'm a person and I'm really all about my stuff in life, my car, my house. My death might be a Nine of Diamonds. Lost all my stuff. You follow me?
Yeah,
a lot of people's deaths are fives, a journey to a new place. So now go back and look at her cards and see what she had and see if you can find out what her death was to her. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Juliet, okay, great talking to you, and good luck.
All right, thank you. Okay,
all right,
bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. And thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. We're going to play the rest of my Bhakti Rock CD, including the most popular song, the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back with a full show next Monday night after I get back from Florida. I'll be in Florida for a few days this week. And I look forward to talking to you then. So if you had questions you weren't able to bring in tonight, please hold those till next week, and I'll be happy to address them. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Om Purva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi.